Olex, esta main, duro sta in jasmuni main.
Anis a mi, sangronex.
And Vitaly de la Lunex, aka Jaman.
And you're listening to Queered Wellness.
Queered Wellness.
Las que le mexes mucho.
Buenos, mis amores. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'd like to give a quick shout out to the folks who engage with us on our social media platforms. We love to hear from you. We love to talk to you. And thank you so much for all your messages. You are more than welcome to send us a DM anytime or email for any business inquiries. This is the Queered Wellness Podcast, where queerdos like us get together in hopes of building community by sharing tips, resources, and personal experiences on what's worked, what has not worked in terms of mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. Wellness, 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 gaming!
Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Y'all are so lucky today because we have a special guest on the show, also known as Beauty Botanica, everybody. Can I get a gay man? Can I get a gay man? All right, so grab some popcorn, get the fuck ready, and pay the fuck attention.
Attention, por favor.
You know you ready for the question of the day?
Pregunta.
Are you ready for the question of the day?
Oh, yeah. See?
What does the safe space look like to you?
You're boring
safe space.
You know what I'm talking about?
What's up, y'all? My name is Olivia. My business name is Beauty Botanica. I rock with a bunch of queerdos on 15th and Harrison. Woo! I am a queer-centered, safe salon space in downtown Oakland, from Oakland.
Dang.
And yeah, I'm excited to be here for y'all, with y'all, y'all. you could find me on Instagram at beauty_botanica, and I just got put on to the TikTok thing, and it's
if y'all ain't following, y'all missing out. You need to follow that shit.
It's a lot of boobies. It's a lot of femme power magic at Bruhex Block on the TikTok thing.
Just a few of our favorite things.
Welcome. Go ahead. What does a safe space look like to you, my dear?
Well, y'all, I have to be really honest with you. I never really felt safe in this world. Like, I had to create my own safe space, and I was able to do that and fight for that through my craft doing hair. So my safe space is actually Beauty Botanica, and it was something that was manifested out of what I needed to be my authentic self. And I didn't realize when I created my own safe space in the beauty industry, it was something that was very needed in the community that came about naturally by owning my truth, needing that space to myself. Y'all feel me?
I'm gonna cry.
Knowing I needed a space I could come into and be talking about the politics that I care about, to be talking about the things that I want to connect with other people about. And when I'm touching on, you know, your head and your crown, then I pick up that energy, I want to vibe with it. And so,
Beauty Botanica,
it's very intentional. Beauty Botanica is my safe space, and that's what that looks like. And I'm so happy to be able to share it with everybody in the community. So, yeah.
Me too! Dude, and there's such power in having your name be your safe space also. Because, like, growing up as a gay person, a queerdo, I also never felt safe or, like, secure in, you know, being my authentic self. Mm-hmm. And so now, as a teacher, especially, like, I want my classroom to be that space. I want me and, like, any person or human being who comes around me, like, I just want them to be their authentic selves with, like, no regrets.
Yes.
Especially growing up as a...
Dude, yeah, bro, try being fucking gay going to a Christian school who, fucking prayed the devil out of me. Like, amen. Like, dude, boy, can I put on a show for y'all.
A white Christian school.
Yeah, a white one on top of that. Ooh. Talk about feeling fucking...
the devil?
Not enough. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But a safe space for me looks like a place where you can just be your authentic, true self, be as weird as you fucking can, yes, and really just being accepted for that. And, like, somebody seeing you're weird and recognizing you're weird and then just, like, falling into mutual weirdness with you.
Mm-hmm. Gay men.
But not crossing boundaries and being weird like that.
Well, yeah, because boundaries fucking rule, yeah, right? Yes. Hey, shout out boundaries. But that's also why I created the podcast, right? Yeah, because, like, we need spaces that validate us, right? Yes. It's one thing to function in this world and, you know, like, know that there are people like you that exist, but it's even more important to have people around you that validate your weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
AKA fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is my safe space.
Yes.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Sangronks?
Hey, what do you do, Sangronks? A safe space for me, as somebody who's an introvert and who grew up silenced, it's really important for me to, definitely the weird thing. I don't automatically show my weirdness because that's a vulnerability to me, because survival tactic, I am very reserved to strangers and whatever, people who I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with. So a safe space is just people who are encouraging. Like, sometimes I'll be weird, and then even with you guys, you know, hanging out with y'all, you'll, like, be weird back, or you'll be like, or you'll, like, make fun of me in, like, a funny way, or you're like, mm-hmm, yeah, you'll be like, that's cute, and I'm like, so that's encouraging. Definitely encourages me to, like, not only be, like, just comfortable being me, but also dive deeper into, I mean, also, like, weird in, like, a normal-ass human way. Like, speaking gibberish, I feel like that would be a normal-ass human thing to do, because we process so much all the time that, you know what, sometimes you just want to be like, blah, 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 and then you guys will be like,
me too.
Exactly.
And then we'll be like, duh.
Same.
Because it's just being human, man. Just, like, things that make you be human. But, like, yeah, definitely weird in, like, a cool, queered way. So, yeah, just, like, words of encouragement and just matching the energy of, like, that's not weird at all, you know? It's just, like, you're funny.
Yes. Validation.
Yes. Validation, yes.
This is the validation station.
And it's free.
You are approved.
It's free 99 with a 99-cent rebate.
What about you, Charm?
Same. I don't feel safe anywhere.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I always have to, like, have a weapon, or I'm always thinking, like, how am I gonna kill someone? Or, like, you know?
I feel you on that.
Yeah, because you never know. Or, like, okay, this person's, like, walking up to me. What if they just, out of nowhere, pull a knife out on me? I'm gonna have to push them to this BART train. Like, I'm just always on my toes. Or, like, especially riding my bike around town. Even at work. Anything.
Especially literally, being a fine-ass femme in this fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
Where are my weapons? What can I do? What if I don't have any weapons? Do I go for the eyes? Do I go for the nose? The groin, the throat?
Mm-hmm. Solar plex, instep, nose, groin. That's what Miss Congeniality says.
I was just
going
to say, okay,
I trust Sandra Bullock.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel the most safe here with y'all. My people, and it's the one place that I know I can literally do, not literally do anything and say anything, like, not anything negatively or anything like that, but, like, in a positive way.
As long as it's real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just do basically whatever I want, and then feel okay, like, it's okay, whatever I'm feeling, or... whatever I want to talk about, or whatever I don't want to talk about, whatever I don't want to do is also okay. And that's really important.
And
because,
that's okay.
Yeah, growing up too, being, like, I don't know, like a super femme little girl. I mean, I was a tomboy, but my mom really pushed me to, like, be more girly and not ruin my jeans and get grass stains on everything and spill on everything and cut my own hair and all that stuff. That I've been, like, having grown up that way, I feel like I push the boundaries more about, like, being feminine, like, being like, no, like, I could do this and I could do that and I don't want to look like that in that type of way. But yeah, never really feeling safe like that when I was younger, but now feeling that way around you guys.
I also feel like when you enter the space where you can authentically be as weird as you truly are, you naturally gravitate toward or you attract your soul tribe.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so, bitch, you gotta be who you are in order to attract who you are
and
to
be validated with it, in who though. You are.
Yeah.
And there's such liberation that comes with that when you get that feeling of like, oh shit, this is my community. These are my people.
Ooh, talk about
we got
it.
Each other.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful.
And it helps support you and be more confident in you, but also be confident enough to walk away from people who don't fuck with you on the same level. Like, if you think I'm weird in a bad way, Bye.
You're weird.
Bye. I'm just kidding.
I don't need that.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm cool without all that.
Safe
but
space.
I need the safe space.
Safe
space. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In the hell.
Black.
In the motherfucking hell. We'll be right back after this short break.
Right back.
So, Olivia, when you think about 2020, what do you think of?
I would have to say the first thing that I think of is that it took a whole ass pandemic for the world to stop and actually really soak in the injustices that are happening to our trans, black, and brown people, the how we're being killed, how like the police is out of pocket, how when we are in the height of tension with, you know, the city and the police and all these fucked up fuckery things that are going on in the world that our people of color have been dealing with, but now the world is finally seeing that, you know, through social media, through the fact that they've all been physically forced to sit the fuck down and pay attention. That it's at the forefront of everything. So when I think about that, I think about how our community was able to collectively come together and utilize my privilege of having just a little space in downtown Oakland right in front of everything that is popping off to find safety, to find solidarity, to find resources for mutual aid, to get a ride home, to just have somewhere to come cry because they're emotionally overwhelmed what's going on in the world. And so I really want to carry that into what's going on to in 2021 because those things have not changed. We still have so much work to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. And until I feel as a mom, like until I feel that my I don't have to worry about my child's safety as a young brown, visibly brown man. You know, when I look at my son, I see a little man. He's a young man, but when the world sees him, they see him as a man. They don't see the boy that I see. They don't see my baby. They see, you know, he's way bigger than me. They see a man in this world, and they will treat him as such because of the fucked up collective system of policing in this fucking country, and I'm over it. And so that's what I think about. I also think about the fact that I lost all my shit. I had a house
what
fire.
You mean?
I had a house fire.
Damn.
I lost all my shit. I fucking...
How did that start? What happened?
We woke up in the middle of the night, my partner and I, and I couldn't see. I can't see shit without my glasses, but shit, you know when after you have sex, you fall asleep butt naked in the bed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's my deepest fear.
This is what happened, though, and we get up, and... Well, Mar got up first, and then they opened the door, and it's smoke everywhere and fires, and heat, and it was absolutely terrifying. It was like that moment where it's like, yo, you just got to get the fuck out.
You just survive. You're not even thinking, you're just acting moment.
And like, thank God my kids weren't home and they were at their grandparents, because at the time we thought the pandemic was going to last 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. We were like,
I know.
We were like, God. Bye kids.
We fucking know.
Bye kids. We going to stay home and fuck for 2 weeks. So, like, literally, yes. I'll see you in a second. Go get spoiled at grandma and grandpa's. And then, the house burnt down. What happened was there was an electrical fire that had started from those, like, old school wall heaters.
Dude, it was I feel like that happened to a bunch of people.
The fire department, you don't turn it on. Brett, turn it off.
Bro, like, one time I woke up in the middle of the night because I felt nauseous.
Yeah.
I got out of my bed. Dude, I couldn't walk. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's because the pilot, like, the thing was on, but it wasn't lit.
Oh, no.
And, dude, I almost died.
So the carbon from that and, like, will kill you before, like, smoke or before flames will get to you.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that we, like, I woke up a little dizzy, but, like, I was about to go back to sleep. And my partner was, like, going to the bathroom. And we had to literally ran out. The gag is that night is that my partner's a DJ, Mar was spinning like a virtual set for one of these like gay ass apps, like her or whatever those apps are. And so my partner's saying, I'm like on the pole, we were lit as fuck.
Oh, shit.
And we had just moved into this unit and we had invited our neighbors over. So we got drunk with the neighbors. I'm like, we're live streaming everything.
So you're like borracha, like,
I was fucked up. Like, yeah, I was like all kinds of fucked up.
Hell nah.
And so we go to sleep and the smoke and we had to get out of the house butt ass naked with the dog, and I couldn't even grab my glasses. Like, it was so scary.
That is scary.
It was terrifying.
I'm so sorry.
So we bang on the neighbor's fucking door and we're fucking banging, and it's like 4-5 in the morning at this point. And we're like, you guys gotta get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. And they're banging and they're like, what? What's happening? What's happening? I was like, it's a fire. Get the fuck out. And they're like, we're naked. And we're like, we're naked. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Fuck those clothes.
Like, it was mortifying. And I'm like, I remember just like grabbing my partner's body and trying to like shield them. Well, I don't give a fuck about me. More in my mind, I was more like trying to shield my partner. Aww. And like my naked ass, I'm free, but I was just like my baby. I was like, oh my god.
Aww, bless you.
Trying to like throw myself on them, and I couldn't see. And the fire department was just like, fuck. And then the next door neighbor, where they like these gentrifying ass, like they bought this house, flipped it, died people. The neighbor, they were there, they like helped watch our dog for a week and shit while we found housing and all this shit. But this bitch fucking, I mean, she was sweet. She really was like, can I make you a latte?
Because
we
God.
Went knocking on her door.
Yes!
We were like, I'm like, we had to wake up our neighbor. Yeah. I showed up at their doorstep butt ass naked. I'm almost 200 pounds.
I would have opened my door so fast, like, come on in, everybody.
I'm almost 200 pounds though, and this, so it turns out she's a health Instagram influencer.
Oh, God.
She hands me a pair of extra small fucking Lululemon pants to try
squeeze all my thickness in. I was like,
yeah, like, I know they're stretchy.
You're like, my ankles will stay warm. It's cool.
And I'm naked trying to put them on, and she's looking at me like, are those okay? And I'm like, can you give me your man?
You just have, like, a towel.
Give me your man.
Oh, yeah, let me give you your man.
I was like, give me your pants. I ended up...
Give me a robe.
I fucking... They were supposed to be sweats. They ended up looking like yoga pants on me because they were so tight.
I know what that's like.
I just remember it being so uncomfortable and trying to cover up and oh my God.
Like, you can't see.
I can't see.
Everybody's hella fuzzy.
Yeah, I can't see. I'm like negative 750. Oh my God, I'm so fucked up.
Dude, how? Yeah. I mean, that's a really vulnerable moment right there.
So it was so scary, but you know, the
community came through for you.
That's
though,
what
right?
I was gonna say. Yes. So when I think about 2020, I think about the fact that, like, bitch, you were so poured into. You were so lifted up with love. You, everything that you, like, you lost that was, like, a physical thing, clothing, our sofa, all that fucking material shit, was replaced right away. My kids didn't want for nothing right after, because each and everybody in the community poured into us with financial help, with how can do you need any physical support, oh my god, everything, mental support, body work, all the things. And I'm just like, fuck, like when you really center finding your safe space and building community that way, it really rolls into everything in your life.
You,
and you know, because sometimes, like we were just talking earlier, how like just recording this podcast, sometimes it can be a little exhausting. There's a lot of behind the scenes shit that goes on that nobody really talks about.
On top of your regular human shit.
We got one voice memo today from somebody who was just like, thank you so much. Like, I'm so happy I found y'all. And Olivia's like, I'm crying.
Like, I fucking cried so much. And gratitude, though, like, it's just...
You don't realize, like, the work you put in, like, people really do appreciate it, whether they outwardly express it or not. Yeah. But then it also does, it comes back to you,
tenfold.
Tenfold. Amen.
And
Amen.
So, like, like, what you're doing out here is a beautiful thing.
So beautiful.
Offering safe space in this world. Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
All day, every day.
No break.
But seriously, dude, like, this world needs people like you.
Especially because of how gentrified Oakland is, and you are just standing your ground, and you're still there. You're still clearly visible in representation and queer folks all over. It's like, you're there, and you're so important.
We the last ones left out here.
For real.
Are you sure if you're born and raised?
All right, get it in, baby.
Five one oh.
Gang, gang. 415.
Yeah. Area.
Hell yeah.
Fruitvale.
Erklern.
Jingletown.
All day. Every day.
Sorry, well, I'm really glad that when you think of 2020, you think of something so strong. It's so important.
But that's another thing we were talking about on our last podcast episode. Was GoFundMe called out the government, because never before has GoFundMe been so popping. But it's like, we can't depend on our government. We are depending solely on the communities that we are feeding into.
And it took a pandemic for people to sit down and realize that we can take care of each other. There are other ways that we can. We don't need the fucking government. Yeah. And it is very eye-awakening, especially for these like young youth who do grow up with class privilege or wealth privilege, and they're like telling their parents to fuck off. And like starting to wake up, like collective consciousness is waking up and realizing that actually capitalism is destroying us all. So
burn it down.
Burn the motherfucker. Dude, seriously though.
It's real.
So let's talk about, you said you have three kids?
I have three beautiful children. Aww. I got two baby daddies or whatever. You know?
One of them is my birthday twin. Get it in.
It is true. We talked about that.
Gemini gang.
It is true. My baby girl Judah.
So you got three kids. I know that. Are they in, well, you don't have to say which school district they're in, but so we're coming up on the year anniversary that they stopped going to school, right?
Yes.
And I want to know particularly how that was for you as a parent, trying to guide your children through this, and also like providing safe space and validation for your children. Because I know, like, as a teacher, that was one thing that like broke my heart, was like knowing that my students don't have the validation that they need in being who they are as queer babies. You know what I'm saying?
It's been absolutely heartbreaking to have to see my, especially, you know, my girls are eight and 9 years old. So they have each other, they play with each other, they rock with each other, they're thicker than thieves. But my son, I had him when I was 17, and it has been the hardest on him. He's coming of age, he's about to be 15 in the fall. And I'm just watching him struggle with like online platforms. He's got a an IEP. He learns differently. He needs work broken down to him in a different way so that he can actually see what's going on and like connect with it one on ones. We got him to stop. He got diagnosed with dyslexia. ¿Cómo se dice?
Dyslexia.
I don't know how to say. There's some word when you grow up Spanglish you can't say. But yeah, that one. And he has that, so being in an online platform and he's an interactive learner has really fucked him up and made him feel really bad about himself. And one of the worst things is that my son, nobody's really talking about that, this the emotional mental health things that this generation is going into with the isolation. Yes. and
social emotional
the
learning.
Social emotional, he's super social. Like, I swear to God, if I was a cis dude, I'd be my son. He's aww. Like literally the such an extension of who I am as a person. I see myself in him so much. And for him to feel isolated, like he doesn't, away from his boxing community, especially he's been boxing since he was 8. Was with Guardian Gym in Oakland. They've had him for, he's been with them since he was 8 and been an intern from them. Like, they fuck with my son hard. Like, and they would take him.
I was just about to start going there.
I'd be working at the salon and they would take him into the adult classes, have him clean the mat, all the things. But he did learn how to box from Dalia the Pantera, started giving him lessons right outside Vida Botanica when he
shout out.
When he was getting things were happening in school where I was like, fuck that shit, you're gonna have to start defending yourself. Because he was so sweet and passive, and I wanted to keep that, you know, that's
innocence.
Preserving the innocence. Yeah. But then there was a time where I'm just like, no, fuck that. You gotta just
take
like
no shit.
Yeah. Like, and I had to snatch a kid up before too, like on the play area. We'll talk about that later. But I am not against snatching children up and letting them know when, you know, they need to be corrected,
when
like puppies.
Aren't okay.
Unless you absolutely. Fuck with my kid.
Yeah. Especially if you fuck with my kid, I'm gonna fuck you up. And let me tell you, and I'm gonna look for your mama right after.
And that's how I feel about my students.
Yeah.
I will fight a motherfucker.
It's
for
been
my kids.
This shit has been the worst for him. It's been hard to try it. I would have cried now because it's been like he's had like we've had to deal with like issues of like him talking about suicide or like having those really intense deep thoughts of just feeling like there's no hope.
Yeah.
And that's what's been really fucked up about this pandemic is
hearing
your child say that he doesn't see any hope, and I'm like just grateful that he feels connected to me enough to come to me and tell me that he's in pain and hurting, and we're just like gassing him up, like, we're so proud of you for opening up, for telling
us
how you're feeling.
That is huge.
Not everybody's as strong to do that.
Nope. Yeah.
But to hear it on the other end as a parent is like, fuck, like, how do you help your child and try to like also like navigate this pandemic. So
yeah, and it's hard too because like we're also humans going through this, and like we're also trying to find this motivation to keep going and like see this like light at the end of the tunnel, right? And like I know for me, like I have these students that show up, but there's just this black box, right? And so there's some sort of social, some sort of emotional connection, but it's not what it used to be. Right, especially like as a music teacher, like, bro, we jam in class, we have a good time in class. And like I still have students who have like graduated, like still reaching out like, yo, Miss Jazz, check out this, check out that. I'm like, yes, like let's go. But it is hard because like I'm like in the middle of, you know, teaching, and I'm getting emails like, yo, this student is on like suicide watch, like we really need to like, you know, reach out to them, make sure, you know, they're getting what they need.
Yeah.
And I feel inadequate because I can't actually like physically be there with my kids. And like you said, your son, me, you, we're like very social, emotional people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like trying to navigate being that through a fucking screen, like there's something missing.
He's
and
disconnected.
It's not, yeah. There's a huge disconnection. And when adolescents, right, the youth are going through this in such a developmental time in their lives, it's hard, dude, because they're still developing and this is part of their development.
Yes.
So I'm like, dude, it breaks my heart.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. So it's been really heavy to carry that, you know. You don't want your kid to ever feel like that. But for him, he's like, you know, I know I have you. I know I have more. I know I have my sisters, but I'm also like 14.
And yeah. What you said, he's like a cis dude, right?
Yeah, like, he's like a fucking bro. He needs his bros. And that was Guardian for him. Guardian was his time that he could go be a bro, and he actually be with some bros that are not, they're like, they're not, I don't know. Men are trash, but they're like compost, you know?
You still need it. Yeah. Well,
they give back. They're still trash.
They're trying.
You know? And they know that. It's just like one of those things.
Man, I won't say like, I can't generalize all men, because I think that there are decent human beings.
Whether men, female, non-binary, whatever you
may be as a human.
I mean, we all are.
You have a choice to be trash, or compost, recyclable goods, a fucking gem. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You have
biodegradable.
You know, like,
it's your choice. Once you get woke enough and you have the knowledge to decide what you're gonna be,
you got the power. Yeah.
You got the power.
I feel like we're in this like transitional generation, right? Where we were. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, so yeah, all of us were born like, what, between like 85 and 95, right? So we were in this like between age where we had no internet, no connection to the outside world other than our parents.
I was fucking
angry. Or maybe school. And then all of a sudden the internet comes to be. We got AIM, bruh.
Yeah. You're like, oh shit, I'm about to chat with some stranger.
ASL. Right? Dude, you start learning a bunch of did you say ASL? You mean AOL?
AOL. Age, sex, location.
Oh
my god. Okay, ASL to me is American Sign Language. So I'm like,
I thought the same thing. I did too. I was like, guess this one?
You're like, yes. But I think, and this sounds so fucked up, but the older generation who is kind of sort of running shit, gotta go.
They're going.
Oh my god, they're dying.
Dinosaurs.
They're dying. Yeah.
It's dying. Slow transition, but I feel like we're in this for the long run, and if we can just stick this out, we will see positivity in the hard work that we're putting in right now.
We will see.
You know what I'm saying?
And AOC. As president.
Yes!
I fuck with her, bro.
Right? All of us do. Yes.
Fiery. I'm right? Like,
get him!
I will gas her so tough.
Me too.
I want to be like her little pit bull. Like, on the side.
Like, yeah! We ready. Yes.
Fucking ready.
In a latex suit.
Yo.
With a collar on.
Ooh.
Okay.
Leash.
What? I'm gonna holla at her, see if she's into this.
Come through, AOC.
Let's see. Okay, if you could go back, give yourself a piece of advice, like something that would keep you going. Like, through, like, everything you've been through.
Or prepare you.
Yeah, or to prepare yourself for, like, some big lesson you learned or needed to learn or might be learning still.
I would say if I could go back, I would tell myself that I am worthy of everything that I want. That, the things that I am attracted to or the people I'm attracted to is that I was okay, that I was, I'm normal.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Yes.
Yeah. Like for so long I felt like I was like, why don't I connect with these dudes that I had this baby with and I'm fucked, gonna get kicked out of the house because, you know, I gotta be with this guy because I got pregnant. You know, like I would tell myself that I'm strong. And that I can pull myself out of everything. And I would tell myself that to love myself more. Yeah.
Yes.
And just like gas my own self up because it took so long. Mm-hmm. And for me saying, giving myself a big fuck you to what I thought I was supposed to do because I had a baby so young. Mm-hmm. And being the person that I am now.
What is your like your ethnic background, like, just wondering like what kind of household you came from.
My parents were teenage parents. My dad is from Durango, Mexico. My mom is American from her family. She's first generation Californian. Her family's from Nuevo Mexico and the border crossed them. Yeah. So
that's Jamma's family right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got like that desert Indio blood. And I don't know. I'm really confused about actually like all that too. Because I did a fucking DNA test, y'all.
Same. I got one sitting in my glove compartment. I'm scared. I don't want
to
look at it.
I want my money back, to be real. Because... I grew up, my dad worked for, like, the Spanish-speaking Unity Council. I'm his only daughter. Like, I grew up, like, hella raza, hella chicana. And I get this DNA test, and it tells me I'm 46% Peruvian. And I was like, well, who's my daddy?
What?
I have a, yeah, it really fucked me up for a whole day. I was like, bro. Like my shout out Rasta vibe, the hoop empress, because I was wearing these Chicana, like she made me these custom earrings, right? They say Chicana with an X.
And
I took them off, and it was like,
you took them off.
I was like, can I even wear this anymore? I was questioning my whole fucking shit.
Identity,
right?
Well, especially because like you fight so hard to like.
Yeah.
Be your identity almost.
It really fucked me up. And I'm like 10% Mexican. And according to this fucking test, CRI genetics, y'all.
I was just gonna ask where you went through.
Call them out.
But I did I did research and it came up as like a little bit better than all the other ones or whatever, and they don't sell your information, but I'm really confused by it also because other people have been getting, you know, telling me feedback that they also got the same stuff that I did, and I just got all fucked up in my head.
So everybody's Peruvian?
Everybody. Everybody, basically.
Everybody and their mamas.
Call them out. Fake ass
everybody's Peruvian. But I got a big ass chunk. Like, it freaked me out. Yeah, and I just, I almost lost my, like, sense of, well, who the fuck am I? And then there's that whole, like, what do you call it? Homogeny or like Mexican homogeny or that whole shit where everybody in your mind is like Mexican. For me, I grew up that way.
Yeah.
Where I didn't know like Cristina, when I found out she wasn't Mexican, it was like, what?
Really?
Or, I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Luis Miguel, like that
Puerto
love
Rican. Luis Miguel.
Puerto Rican, like I'm just
gang,
saying.
Gang. So I Puerto Rico in the house.
I tried to, like, I didn't know. I thought, like, so when you like grow up like that and then like trying to like decolonize and like actually like open your mind, like, bitch, like Chicano people take up a lot of space, and like, and that's hella real, because I got called out at this fucking we did like a mutual aid run through the shop for the caravana for the people up in Honduras, and like UC Berkeley paid me to pop up one time and talk to this group, and it's like, yo, yeah, you have this Chicana person that's, like, you know, doing this mutual aid run, but what about all the other, like, South American people that are also putting in work? You could have highlighted them. Yep. And I was like, you right. And I ended up, like, connecting with this person and making friends with them. They were like, I wasn't trying to put heat on you. I think it's dope what you're doing.
But I need to call you out.
And I was like, no, you are totally right. And I didn't even think about that. And I was grateful for that that feedback. And, like, we are still, like, dope-ass friends. Like shout out Lulu. I love you.
Hey, Lulu.
Yeah, they're probably, like, in Honduras right now. But I'm just saying, like, and it's just like, well, you could have had those other people, and they weren't really coming for me, they were more coming for the person who asked me to come.
Yeah,
and it was really eye-opening, because I'm just doing shit like, yo, this is how I can utilize my fucking privileged space, my connections, my networking, all the things, right? I email all my clients, let them know what's going on, and everybody pops up, and specifically during that, like, Mutual Aid Renegade, like, it was on, like, Univision and all that. Oh, yeah, my grandmas, my tias, Charlotte, they were they were like, what the fuck? So it got a lot of attention, but also, there was also hella other dope-ass orgs that were doing amazing work that why didn't they get highlighted first? Yeah. So, anyways, this fucking test made me spiral and think about all that shit. All of it!
And that's cool that you're aware of that now, because now you have your platform, and you can also use your platform to put this shit on. You know what I'm saying?
It's something I think about.
And it's really important, because everybody generalizes Latinx folks as Mexican. Yeah. It's, you know, true. And, like, it's to the point where, like, even I'm a little guilty where, like, people ask me what I am. I'm like, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Nicaraguante. And they're like, what? And I'm just like, Mexican. Like, because they don't understand the
they
rest.
Don't get
and
it.
I'm like,
no, you got to say all three.
You need to understand this. You need to learn how to say Puerto Rican. You need to learn how to say Nicaragüense.
Yeah, like,
you need to take up that space.
Absolutely. I literally, like, I called myself out because I have a student. I won't say their name, but I was like, am I saying your name right? And they're like, well, I said it two different ways, and they're like, it's whatever. And I'm like, no. Mm-mm. You need to tell me what your name is, and anybody else who says I'm not going to pronounce it that way, you need to call them out.
Yeah.
Like, if this is the way you say your name, tell me, and that's the way we're going to say your name. Yeah. And they're like, oh, my God, I love you. And I'm like, I know. Yeah, but they're so precious.
I know,
but, but it's true, though. Like, we should not have to dumb ourselves down.
Nope.
For the safety or the fragility of white people. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't so, about that shit. So.
Period. Poot.
Winnie.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's really good, though.
Wait,
yeah.
So I want to know, because you mentioned, like, community as, like, the first thing that you think of when you think of 2020, but what did you do to prioritize you and your self-care and, like, moments where you were alone? What did you provide? What were your needs, and how did you meet those needs for yourself?
Honestly, I would have to, like, give a big shout-out to my partner who helped me and, like, fucked me and fed me and cuddled me and, like, supported me. There was a lot of moments, and my femmes, my partner, like, I leaned into them when I wasn't feeling good, when I was needing to be gassed up. Mm-hmm. I feel so grateful to just have such deep, intimate relationships with people that care about me, that would check in on me when I wasn't even able to check in on them, but knew that I was just, like, dealing with so much that they would reach out and make sure I was cool, because I will give overly to a fault if I don't get snatched up, so... Mm. And make sure that, like, yeah, I'm fed. People would just be, like, coming through to feed me because they knew I was, like, doing all this shit. And we're just trying to, like, hey, what do you need? Do you need help? Like, yeah, I have, like, regular crew of folks that are a part of Brujex Block that just, it's not even, in, like, something we started. It's just, like, we just yell it out. And the ones who know, no.
Because take up that space.
They should show up. And it's just, like, it is what it is, you know? It's
show,
like,
up and show out, baby.
It's a solidarity thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah, leaning in and just people just intuitively that are connected that are like, bitch, you need to smoke? Can I bring you some weed? Can I bring you a plate of food? You know? And I'd be like, thank you.
I don't deny blessings. That's my philosophy. Even like, I would say, like, there are times where I'm like, I'm not eating meat, but if your mom decides that they want to cook me a steak,
I'm not
going to say, I don't eat meat. I'm going to say, thank you so fucking much.
Yep.
And I'm going to eat the fuck out of that shit, and I'm going to love every fucking bite.
You literally do not ever turn down a plate
made
by someone's mama or grandmama.
Never. Or my sister.
Never. Or your sister. Or your tia. Yeah. Or your cousin.
Nobody.
Even if your cousin can't cook.
Shots fired!
It's fun. Where's the
cat? I'll pretend.
Oh, that's hella funny.
So, all in all, would you say that, like, because I know, like, a lot of people have, like, this negative perspective on 2020.
Yeah.
But for what I'm getting, like, it seems like a lot of positivity came out of it for you.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so gassed up. I'm like, gassed up. I'm so gassed up. I'm so excited to see, like, where we are going to collectively be as human beings going forward with the information that we know now. There is no turning back. Everybody I talk to, ain't nobody want to work as hard as they want. We're working before.
Yes.
I know I don't. I raise my prices, cut my hours, and fucking don't double book, triple book in between processes and all that shit anymore, because I can give more of my energy and my authentic self
quality
and more quality at work and still make the same amount of money. I wasn't even thinking that way. I was just trying to, like, thinking
about it. Perception, baby.
Oh, and productivity. The more you do, the more you, like, no.
Dude, actually, there's a shift in that mindset.
Collectively, everybody that I've been talking to is like, fuck this shit. There ain't no going back to it. Going back to that hustle, the grind, the charging Lyft fucking scooters to fucking pay rent type shit. Fuck all that shit. Mm-hmm. You know? We taking walks and we're enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
Like we were meant to be here. Right? Yeah.
Right? We're not fucking rushing from here to there no more. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
We're being here now.
Yes. I'm about to buy this van.
Let's paint it. We're painting it.
Yes.
I think, like, I don't know, call it what you will, but the conspiracy theorist inside of me, like, knows that the powers that be know that when we're not fully occupied with the 9-to-5 and we actually start using our brains and community, like, mm-hmm. they are deemed useless.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's happening, and it's gonna take a while, but I'm fucking here for it.
I'm here for it, too. I'm, like, calling on the fucking downfall of all these fucked up ass racist, classist ass systems that were put in place.
Abolish them.
Go to bed. Go to bed. You know, suppress our people, like, indigenous people, black people. Like, fuck that shit. I'm over it. Yep.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
And don't come back.
Y'all don't live here no more. Hit the road, Jack. Doesn't come back.
Love don't live here anymore. Sorry.
Love lives here. The po-po can go.
My emo fell. Every time.
It's okay. Hell yes.
I feel you on being emo. I got a Pisces moon, so.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I do not, but I feel Pisces.
My best friend got Pisces moon.
Water moon game. Yeah.
But I'm an Aries rising though, so don't fuck with me. I'll come for you.
Fire. But Leo's fire too, right?
Leo's fire, yep.
Yeah. Oh shoot, we can do some things. Oh my god.
Honestly.
Everybody else need to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Not scared, but like
scared.
Ready.
Y'all better be ready.
Shaking in my boots.
Ready for the powder.
But I like to be scared.
Hell it's exciting. Yeah.
It pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Ow. Any last questions? Anybody?
Any last
words?
No last words. Well, I do want to know, what is your go-to comfort? Like,
ooh.
Oh, especially as a Pisces moon. Ooh, how do you process your emotions?
Oh, girl. Wait, do you go by girl?
Do you realize that we're both
thank you so
air,
much for asking.
Water, and fire?
Oh, yeah, I have no earth in my chart. That's why I'm surrounded by Tauruses, so don't come for me because they'll come for you.
Gay!
Hello?
Hello?
I literally...
Don't come for me. I got a gang of Tauruses.
Oh, my God.
I'll fuck you up. I'm fucking protected.
Right?
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel so fucking protected.
I love it.
It's true.
What was the question again?
Two guests.
How do you process your emotions?
You know what?
I don't. I'm protected.
Taurus out of my lightweight. That's it.
Taurus out of my lightweight.
You know what? I fucking...
I love that.
I have...
I feel that so tough though.
you all talked about like safe space earlier, and because I've worked so hard to create this safe space for myself, so I feel like whenever I'm feeling something in the moment, it will just come out. Like, I just let it out. If I'm crying, I'm a cry. Mm-hmm. If I'm fucking pissed, I'm an evolved Gemini now, so I don't be fucking just lashing out anymore. It took me a minute to get there. And
it's hard not to be reactionary.
I'm a reactionary ass bitch, especially if I feel threatened or if I feel like I'm unsafe.
That's or if you're threatening my loved ones, back
to me. Oh, yeah. You hurt my loved ones. You fuck with my partner. You fuck with my kids. Mm-hmm. You fuck with the people I fucking love. I will fuck you up and I will comfort you. And if you are evolved and you realize and hold yourself, you realize what you did and you hold yourself accountable, that's different. We could talk about it and move forward.
Oh, yes.
But that's that evolved shit. So it's like, all right, with anger, that. You need to, like, you know, center yourself. And I'm trying to, and I'm still working on that to this day, where mm-hmm. I'm not being so reactionary. Because, yeah, I don't want to fight. I'm actually a lover, and I want to just be cuddled.
But I'll fight for love.
Yeah, I will. I keep a bat at the door at the Botanica for a reason. Like,
yes.
I'm not afraid to just fucking go the fuck off.
And protect yourself, your loved one, your space.
Yeah, and the people that come to it, too. And, so there's that. I guess the anger part I'm still working on, but, you know, and I love fucking hard. Like, if you got me, you got me. Mm-hmm. And when I feel like that love isn't reciprocated, I'm just like, scoop, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm also...
Because I'm worthy. You're worthy.
I'm worthy. You know, and, but it took me a long time to realize that I am worthy of that and to just call in what I really want.
Mm-hmm. And, wait, is that Saturn return speaking?
My God. I'm so glad I'm out of that shit.
So Saturn returns like over when you're 30.
So oh,
and you're coming on 30.
I'm about to be in my Jesus year, okay?
Yankshi!
Yes! I'm about to be in my Jesus year.
I can feel it.
Yeah, I'm so ready for
it. You smell holy.
I'm like...
I was gonna say, so I just opened my legs.
You smell me?
Yeah? Smells like Agua Florida.
Blessings on blessings on blessings. Plants in the space.
Squirt.
Oh my God.
My shit wet.
Wet and blessed.
Oh my God, I love being gay. We can just shout out all the shit.
So fabulous.
Right? We can just shout out all the things. It's like a language that we only know.
And you love it. You feel
yeah,
it.
I love it. I love it.
I love being wet, yes. Too.
Hell yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Any last. Y'all know what time it is.
Word.
It's time for the last words.
You got any last, any last words? Words? What are your
last words?
Last words.
Any last words?
Tell
any
me.
Last words.
I want to let all you little queerdos, all you baby queers, all you community know that Brujex Bach is here for you. If you are looking to get away from the cis heteronormative salon culture and you need a safe space to come get your hair whipped, dipped, dyed, all the things, or you just want to pull up and fuck some shit up because fuck the police, yeah. We got you. I'm here, 15th and Harrison. You know what it is. Peace, y'all.
We had it! Yeet! Is that cute? You like it? Is it cute? Is it?
That was hella cute. And I just am amazed because that was truly amazing. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And a huge thank you to Beauty Botanica. And last but not least, we also want to encourage you to become a sugar lover and make a one-time donation or a monthly subscription to support us in creating merch, getting prints made, and much, much more. Plus, we get to love you back. So we can send you some goodies, kisses, and handwritten notes. Mwah!
And thank you for joining us on this journey!
We love you!
Muchos besos picantes!
Te amo.
I wanna hug you.
Te amo.